Good morning. This is Dan Ruby from Fleischmann Planetarium and Science Center at the University of Nevada, Reno, with you for your Monday morning blurb about what's going on in our night skies this week and tonight. We have a meteor shower happening again this week. Unlike the so-called earth-grazing fireballs of the Taurid meteor showers that were happening in the last 2 weeks, those meteors were relatively slow moving. They're still going about 60,000 miles an hour. That's blazingly fast to me. But in the world of meteors, that's relatively slow. Those tend to be kind of yellow-white fireballs. Unlike those, these meteors from the Leonid meteor shower peaking this week are fast. So about 160,000 miles an hour, they hit our thick atmosphere and burn up, and more of a blue-green, and they tend to leave trails, like those lingering trails after they hit. So the Leonid meteor shower is going to peak tomorrow night about midnight into Wednesday morning, and the rate at peak, so the most we're going to see is about 15 to 20 per hour, a little bit better than last week's meteor showers. Not nearly as many as the spectacular 33-year peaks of this meteor shower. Every 33 years, this meteor shower can be fantastic. It's a really kind of sporadic shower, but this one should be good. So it's going to be cold. You don't need to stay up all night to try to see these things. But like always, it pays to bundle up and keep looking up this week. These meteor showers are named from the point they appear to radiate from. That happens to be the constellation in the background where of the place in our atmosphere that these bits of debris are hitting as we plow through these streams left over by comets. The actual dust comes from comets and has nothing to do with the stars of the constellation that they're named after, but they appear to radiate from that point in the sky. This one is called the Leonid meteor shower, which means it's going to appear to radiate from the constellation Leo, the lion. It rises to be starting about 10 o'clock at night, but it isn't fully risen until after about midnight. So don't even go out before then to look for that. Wake up early before the sunrise to try to catch these things. If you have a hard time finding Leo, Leo is roughly chasing Orion across the sky. But Leo, although it's a lion, the head and mane make basically a backwards question mark. So it's a recognizable sickle or backwards question mark in the sky to the east from about midnight to sunrise. That's the place we want to roughly look to see these meteors radiate from. So again, tomorrow night into Wednesday morning, Leonid meteor shower is peaking. That's the last one for a while. We get a break until December's always reliable and fantastic Geminid meteor shower. And we'll talk more about that then. But until then, for more information about any of this stuff, anything happening in space, come visit us at the Planetarium. You can always call us at 784-4812. We're happy to chat about space stuff. You can visit us on the web at planetarium.unr.edu, or best yet is come up and see this stuff in person in our Planetarium Dome Theater, where the weather's always clear and warm. We're located in the north end of University of Nevada, Reno campus, just north of Lawler Event Center. We love seeing you ex-listeners here, and keep looking up.